Just before we get started, I did put something just so you have a little bit of understanding of what was being proposed. Correct. In a sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so Scott and I have already met with her and here to kind of get the process started. So some of this we already got going. This is more informational. It's not really looking for a yes or no vote from the board. We're kind of already moving forward with it. But I thought it'd be a good opportunity for her to come in and explain what she's looking to do, what we kind of agreed upon and that type of thing, and then give you guys an understanding of something unique. I don't think we've ever had a Girl Scout award come in. We've had a few Eagle Scout projects.
We've had one.
Yeah.
So, something unique. So, go ahead.
As he said, I am Anita Werdrick, daughter of Wally Werdrick and Bella Werdrick. I'm also a Girl Scout of Troop 1441. And I would like to start with what is a Gold Award? So, a Gold Award fulfills a Girl Scout's duty of making the world a better place. And it is the highest award that a Girl Scout can earn. And the goal is for there to be a project that is lasting and sustainable that can fix a problem within the community, very similar to an Eagle Scout award. What issue does my Gold Award aim to address? So I personally had to fill out a Gold Award proposal that had to get approved. So I'm just going to kind of go over points that were on that proposal so you guys have a better understanding of what this Gold Award is. So on the proposal, one of the main points was, what issue does my Gold Award aim to address? It aims to address how important it is to take care of our environment. People need to learn more and care more for their own environment, for their within their community. And there is a more need for additional green areas for the community, and this also aims to help for a healthier environment. The target audience is civilians, students, and neighbors. What is the project? The project is planting native trees near the Yorkville Riverfront. I'll research the environment of the riverfront and find a variety of species of native trees that would fit perfectly near the riverfront, so there's not only one species, because having one species near the riverfront can be risky. Due to pests, it can wipe out the whole species. And get help from my project advisor, Scott Sleaser, to scope out the area and create a map to plant the trees and research more on the trees that are there. Get volunteers to help plant the trees. So most likely, I'll probably get volunteers from the high school. So I'm part of the track and cross country team, so I'll probably get volunteers from there. I'm also part of Key Club and Student Council, so I'll also try to get members from there, and I'm also part of Dance Club, so I think that part would be easy to find volunteers. We'll also try to find volunteers within the city that would like to help out with that. And lastly, a big point of the Gold Award is to make sure that this project is sustainable, so I will be putting in a system so that these trees can be sustainable and sustained. Why am I doing this project? So the why is kind of based on more of a problem rather than why I want to do this. So the constant flow of water can cause erosion of the soil, which can lead to instability for the trees. The water levels can fluctuate, and if the trees are not adapted to those conditions, they may struggle to survive, which is why it's important to have native trees in this area. And having only one tree species by riverfront can be problematic because it lacks biodiversity, kind of a point that I touched on before. And it is important to choose tree species that are well suited for the riverfront environment to ensure their long-term health and stability and to help the environment. How this project can stay sustainable. I was setting a plan so that there will be a system in which community members and clubs through Yorkville High School will water the trees until they begin to root and show sustainable health. Then from there, the city will then continue arboreal care, and once self-sufficient, the trees will not only continue through their cycle of life, they will continue to grow biodiverse forests through the production of seedlings. And the kind of trees, the amount of trees that we were looking for were around 20 to 24, so around 5 red oaks, 5 shagbark hickories, and 5 eastern redbuds, and 5 swamp white oaks.
Question? Where will these trees come from? Where will they have been? Where are they growing right now?
I'm not entirely sure. I haven't entirely touched on that part yet, but
Well, you can get back to me on that.
Thank you.
So there's native nurseries that we'll be purchasing the trees from that specifically grow native stocks for that for this very reason.
And the money to purchase those came from what?
We're purchasing.
Yep, the city. This is a project we really felt strongly about, so we wanted to provide the funding.
There's something to enhance that in area that we would do anyway.
Sure.
So to be able to collaborate on the Eagle Scout project that benefits that area.
It's something we would do if we had the time. Correct. She's bringing us the labor and going to help us lay it all out. She's doing the legwork and all that, so it's a good project to have because she's really allowing us to accomplish the project by giving us the labor and doing the legwork of figuring out where they're going to go.
Yeah. Another suggestion for somebody that might want to help with your planting and watering. Do you know Wameka Rodriguez? She was a librarian. She's a librarian at the Yorkville Middle School. But she also, her and I do the Girls Run the World, the mentoring program at the high school. And they're always looking for volunteer hours. So that's another, if you want to reach out to them, too.
Thank you.
When will this project commence? When is it going to start?
So I do have a timeline for that. I don't know off the top of my head, but looking for when we want to end, probably around August, maybe later than that. So.
So her and I will be working in the spring to really get out and locate and then to actually do a little bit of tree survey of what's at Riverfront. This is going to go in the eastern portion of Riverfront. So we want to kind of figure out what we have there. I mean, I kind of know a lot of what we have there. And then we want to figure out where we want to plant these new ones, clear the ground, get things ready. And then we're going to come in the summertime when she'll have the ability to have more help during the day to get the project done, and then she'll follow up until the first frost with the watering and care. I think one thing she left out too was we're going to do some sort of barrier around these trees to protect them from whether it's beaver or muskrat or anything that's going to chew these trees down, because believe it or not, even a 2.5-inch to a 5-inch tree, they'll still chew on them, so we want to do some sort of protective barrier around them, at least while they grow and get big enough to be sustain their growth.
I'm excited about what you're doing. This place is special to me, both as a board member and as just as a citizen. I'm down there every day, and what you're going to do is just going to make a great place even greater, and I'm so appreciative of what you're doing. And also, I think you're a great example of a young woman who's taking on responsibility, giving back to the community, learning things, so I applaud you for that, and you will have our full support.
The project. So for the one of the key points of the Golden Word project is to make sure that the learning aspect of it is still sustained. So I passed went into the college SIU with my dad and my mom, and a good idea that I saw there were the trees had tree tags. So it's a little QR code with the name of the tree. You can scan the QR code, and I was thinking about creating kind of like a PowerPoint or maybe an infographic that can share and the learning aspect of this Gold Award, so I thought that would be a good idea for that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really good. I gotta learn how to do that.
What is she talking about?
You can YouTube that.
I'll learn.
Just like pretend you're taking a picture. That's all.
It's like the story walk that the Yorkville.
Yeah, the one over
there. I'm not very familiar with Girl Scouting. I'm familiar with Boy Scouting. Tell me again the award you're working on?
The Gold Award.
Gold Award. Is that similar to an eagle for a Boy Scout?
Is very similar.
Gold Award. Okay, I'll have to remember that. Terrific. I'm very excited for you and for the project.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very much. I see you have our full support.
They're going to reach out to you when they need a tree planted. They're going to be like, psh, He said he'd help.
Any old Eagle Scouts to help you. Don't look any further than me.
You should reach out to Mrs. Kayla at the high school. She does Earth Day. So that should be, that would be good. And she's my neighbor too, so I'll tell her.
So,
but
Rebecca Rodriguez, you said, mm-hmm. Girls Run the World.
Right, and at the high school, you can reach out to Daisy Cullen.
Daisy.
C-O-L-O-N.
And then what was it?
Denise Kaler.
Oh, she's her son ran cross country.
Connor, Callis, Callan, Collar, or Corey?
No.
Corey, Callan, or Connor?
I know who it is.
Yeah.
Anita, let's just keep emailing back and forth and figure a time where you and I can get together and get down the river. We got a little bit of time, so let's wait for some good weather.
Mm-hmm.
So where we can start doing some of those things.
Yeah, I've got another one.
You don't want to do it tonight right now?
Yes.
Like the wind?
You guys can also email me that stuff and I can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is. We'll open her Google Docs and I'll send it out to everybody once we get it open.
This is the part where you have to ask them to pass a motion for nice weather.
We can do that.
Maybe in August.
Well, that's what we wanted.
Yeah, right.
Well, it kind of helps us out. We should have trash to do.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Good job.
Thank you, everybody.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For
what?
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Juan. Thanks, Anita.
Thank you
for everything.
You know, she speaks very well, too. I mean, I can.
This is an amazing family. I know the family and the and the children.
Tell us all about it.
Well, you joking or you want
to? No, I really want
to. Well, Wally, the father, just set a world record for the fastest canoeing from the beginning of the Mississippi River up in northern Minnesota to New Orleans.
I know where that starts too, by the way.
Lake Itasca.
Yep. Out by Grand Rapids.
You can.
Yep. Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Okay. You can walk across it. Uh-huh. Anyway, he and three guys in the canoe, canoed nonstop for 17 days, nonstop. They didn't camp. Okay? So at any one point, one was sleeping and the other two were paddling, and they set a world record as verified by the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's crazy.
You know, that family does that kind of stuff all the time. I won't say anymore. Just, they're great people to have in our community.
That's awesome.
I'm delighted to have Anita on this project.
Are they going to say they know you?
No. Maybe. I've never seen them. I'll tell you a quick funny story. I said, Wally, you have the most unique wife of anybody. He says, what do you mean? He says, you got the only wife that allows you to decorate your house with canoes. Literally. I'm in his house, in his big vaulted family room. There's canoes hanging from the ceiling. Now, you know, there's only like one or two women like that in the world, and he managed to find one of them.
Yeah.
So what can I say?
You better hold on.
Tried that with my wife. Didn't work.
I got a gas pump right in my living room.
Yeah.
You just said, it's true.
Beautiful gas pump right in my living room.
You tried it with your first wife.
And the second too.
My wife has a cardboard cutout of Mark Wahlberg.
If she had Donnie, I'd be like, hello!
So let's continue. We have not taken the attendance yet, so I think, can we take attendance, please?
Don't worry. No.
Should we take attendance?
Oh, we thought you were leaving us money.
Thanks, Bill. Here.
Thank you, Diedrich.
Here.
Jumanovic. It's absent. Hyatt.
Here.
Lane.
Here.
Forrestal.
Here.
And Wilberg.
Here.
Thank you.
Connection item is the approval of the minutes. It was all sent to us, so I'm sure we've looked over them previously.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve February's.
I just have a couple of comments. Just for
sure, of course.
Clarification. Yeah. One is about the mini golf. It has to probably be said that it's the mini golf event at the library, because that's what it was for, right? And the other one is that my comment about the discussion for the it's not that I really wanted to see that the park had already looked at property or whatever. What I really wanted is for you, as we had agreed, to make us a presentation on what the forward plan is. If that can be correct that way.
Sure.
Corey, I missed your comment about the mini golf. What did you say about
that
mini golf?
That just probably has to say that it is the mini library event for the little golf event there. It doesn't really state that it's for the library.
Okay. Yeah. I don't understand what you say, but we can talk about it another time.
Well, it's the friends of the library that put it on, not the library itself.
Right. Oh, is that what you want? You want to make the record shows the friends of the library that conducted it?
That's what the event is, right? It's the yearly event that the library puts on. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So basically, just wants to distinguish between that's not a Parks and Rec specific event. It's a more of the library friends of the library event. Is that correct? Yeah. Because we do have a lot.
We do a lot.
What do you do with yourself?
We don't have to vote on that, so we can move on.
Right.
Bills list is next.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of bills. You're kind of into the February, March months. It's going to be a lot of basketball, getting ready for soccer, spring sports. The
usual stuff.
Scott has some things related to Kiwanis Park that's in there. You'll see a lot more of the next one. We're kind of got the end of the year. We'll have a lot of purchases getting ready for summer sports leagues.
Anything out of the ordinary, though, or anything huge that we should know about? Just usual?
Just the usual things. Okay. There's nothing big. Some stuff related to St. Patrick's Day may be in there for that event, but nothing unusual.
Right. Okay, very nice. We're not going to have your St. Patrick's Day later. Okay, the budget report?
In general, if you want to go, it's like page 154 in your packet. It's a little bit behind. This is through February. We just completed March, but it kind of gives you an idea of special events. We're running very similar to last year. Child development, we're up $10,000 from last year at this time. Sports is a dramatic jump. We're up $62,000 from last year to this year. We had a huge jump in concession revenue this year. I mean, it was an amazing year for the weather last year. Very few things got rained out, so our concession revenue jumped through the roof. Most everything else kind of is running pretty similar. We have a little bit of a last year. At the end of February, we ended with a $354,000 surplus. We have a $435,000 surplus at this time. That's based off of they had budgeted us for a $39,000 deficit. So this surplus will go down because we always kind of wait to spend some big purchases to make sure the budget can handle it all. So Scott, like on the next one, you'll see a lot of big purchases going through related to things, park maintenance and stuff like that, that we kind of hold off on to make sure everything's okay. So in general, things are running very well. Numbers are high. Athletics, this is gonna be through the roof. I mean, my guess is we're gonna be over $500,000 when it's all said and done by the end of the fiscal year this year. Child development's running strong. Everything's kind of going well. Mm-hmm. So, I guess any questions
about that?
Budget?
I like the way you do that. It's much more clear than going.
Yeah. And the city just got done last week. They approved the next year's budget. So we're kind of moving forward with that.
Any extra people for you? Can you get any more people over there?
There's two parks guys in the budget, but there's still another approval process that has to go through. So, I mean, the city kind of took everyone's request and said, let's put it in there, show we can afford it, and then we'll make some personnel decisions with that. So that's in the budget that was approved. A bunch of capital stuff, so some new playgrounds, lots of trucks, things of that nature that we need to get purchased.
According to what this, just to understand better, we also had a lot more sponsorships.
Yeah, so that's not on there. It's right here. Mm-hmm. So last year, it's a little skewed because we added the new marketing position. So what I had Shay and her do was to just kind of take almost everything except Hometown Days and put it in here so we could pull it and really know what we're doing. Whereas last year, some of it may be in some of these numbers up here. So, but I mean, to give you an idea, we did $2,600 last year. We're over $16,000 this year. My guess is we were five or six really last year, and that she's probably brought in an extra $10,000, that type of stuff. So I think as she grows into that position, and as long as she doesn't get pulled into too many other areas, sponsorships should go up, that type of stuff.
Yeah, no, and that highlights the importance of the institution.
But, what she's also done, we've seen at the library when we talk about the mini golf thing. I mean, I know the first year she really helped significantly jump that number up, and they've kind of sustained it the following year.
Yeah.
So it's a huge addition. I mean, because what she does, it's not just even this number here. It's you're going to see it in these numbers here mm-hmm. because we're properly marketing these programs and getting the word out there. I mean, something like even like where's Hometown Days at? So, I mean, last year we did a little bit more, but we also didn't spend as much. So, I mean, you just see it across the board where she's just helping us do things at a higher level.
And even just our events. I mean, we had a monster year this last year just on the attendance at all of our events, just because the word did get out there. I mean, significant difference now.
And like one of the things we're working with her on is we would have never done this is WGN does, put I think in one of the weekly reports, a Your Hometown Days thing where they will highlight your city. Mm-hmm. And you basically, like we'll be on their radio show all day, all their radio shows. They have a website just to be dedicated to us. We would never have done something like this without her being on board. So, I mean, this will be really is like encouraging, like, why visit Yorkville? Why move to Yorkville? Not really Parks and Rec orientated. It's more like, why is somebody want to come move here, be a part of this community? Why would you want to come visit? And she's really taken on a lead role for that, where we're not really going to generate money up front. It's hopefully you'll see it in tax dollars and people move to this community and really highlight this community. And she's kind of taking that on.
Do they ever do, what do you call them, billboards?
I don't,
see, that's what Berwyn has done, and I can't believe it. They put billboards downtown, all around, so people have heard of Berwyn. So.
Yeah, I've not heard of that.
It's been very positive. Yeah. I heard.
We could also do a college football game, a bowl game. One town did that around here 1 year.
Really?
Yeah, they sponsored like some Bahama Bowl once.
Yeah.
We got a turf field now.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
A couple of turf
fields. And I mean, if you listen to, not to go on tangent, what is the go visit what town is like the Blackhawks are I can't think of the town they highlight all the time in there, like bring your business here.
Bedford Park.
Yeah,
that's it. Industrial. So I've had to go call at Home Depot before.
But yeah, obviously in the big picture things are going very well.
We're good. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions for Tim? All right, the Yorkville Youth Tackle Football 2024 agreement.
This is, we've done this for years. I had something in the memo. Basically, is they rent space over at Rotary Park after we're done with kind of the spring baseball season over there. And they have their practices Monday through Thursday. It runs from basically August 1st through the end of October, beginning of November. They'll pay the park's got, you know, they'll pay us a $4,000 rental fee. And that's basically allowing Scott to kind of line the fields and stuff like that. And this is kind of their home base right now. For the practices, the games, I think they played on the south side in the Raintree subdivision.
Yeah, I think they played at White House.
And cheerleading is also Rotary Park, too. So this is we've done this the last 6-7 years and just need to get this agreement approved so they can kind of move forward.
Field's been good, though, and everything? They've been haven't damaged them or anything?
Well, I mean, you got that many kids, it compacts them. So, I mean, we do aerate, we do fertilize, we do seed. But that covers the cost. So, I mean, it's anytime you get that many kids in one spot.
As long as we do. Okay.
But it's nice that they're not on them in the spring. They don't get on them until August. So it gives the chance to recover in the spring. I mean, if they were on them 7-8 months out of the year, we might have an issue. But I think so far, we've not really had any problems.
You know, thinking just off of the record again, they have the new turf field, the football field, right? Is there any other chance of us using that football field since we have a good cooperative for things, for functions, or for concerts or something there?
At the high school?
Yeah.
I mean, it's always worth asking, but I cannot.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, though, because that is a perfect thing that is only used how many times a year?
Well, they use it for everything now.
Everything.
Soccer. That's what I'm saying. They do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, school's not in session all year round. I thought maybe that would be something to
gets out early. I mean, they get out late and they start early now.
Yeah.
Well, but still, you still have that time in there that we look for a place, and that is, it's got seating, it's got, I mean, that's something that we can think about, you know, closer, we're getting really close to the school district now. Mm-hmm. And that might be something we might have just put in there and see if they want to think about it, because that would be, there's parking there, there's,
sure.
I don't know.
We could, worth asking, I wouldn't guarantee anything.
No, I'm not saying that we can just plant the seats.
Sure.
So I saw Garth Brooks at Notre Dame Stadium, so maybe we could do that.
Okay. a little drive.
That was pretty awesome, by the way. It was a work event.
Okay. I just
Okay.
Yeah. I know.
Who wants to make a? Oh, did you make a? Anybody wants to make a?
I make a motion.
Go ahead. You want to do it? Anyone want to make?
Second. Oh, second.
Oh. Okay. Roll call, please.
He did.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
And Deidre?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the next thing is the Riverfront Park East Shelter naming request. This was in your, Tim, you want to do it or should I do it?
I can start off. Right. Dan had reached out to me about wanting to name something after Bill Powell, as I put in there. Bill Powell is a longtime city treasurer, longtime member of this community. He passed away recently. And Dan had reached out to me about could there be some opportunities to name a shelter after him down at Riverfront Park, as we've done for a former employee. So he had recommended or suggested the East Shelter one, which is
right by where she's planting the trees, which is
in that area.
Kind of that entire area is getting
there. You go, that's good.
It's right there, but the trees are going to be to the right, I guess.
So your shelter over there would be right here,
right
off the parking lot. It's a smaller one back there.
If you ever met, you met Bill Powell, you remember Bill Powell, right?
Of course.
Bill, if you've never met Bill Powell, he was unbelievable. That's the shelter there would be the Bill Powell shelter. And I think you had something about what kind of a plaque would be there or something.
We would do some kind of plaque like this, and then, you know, kind of a name that would go on the shelter. I should have took a picture. There's one at Riverfront, the bigger shelter that we named after Rachel.
Yeah, we'd probably put it on the gable side, yeah.
He was a wonderful guy. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you know, he was a treasurer. And he came to me, it was about 7 or 6 or 7 years ago, when he was running for the treasurer, because we don't need a treasurer. He said, I get paid $6,000 something to do nothing. He said, I sign a few checks. So he said, can you help me get elected? So I helped him get elected, and he said, as soon as I get elected, I'm going to resign to save the cities, at that time, $6,000. So he was always thinking outside the box, but always thinking of not of himself. And that was the beautiful thing about it. He always thought about other people. If you ever know, and Gene met Bill, I mean, he was one of the greatest guys. He called me on November, I think, 1st. He was going to hospital, he had a heart attack. Don't worry, Dan, I'll be out on Monday. Then he called me on Monday. He said, Dan, I'm a little set back, and I'll be out on Tuesday. And I got a call from his daughter. He died. Wonderful man, and I just wish we could do this, because it's good for the city also, but it's also good for the family and for the people that are out there. Because that area there is getting so nice. Mm-hmm. You remember years ago, that was terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looked like you could, you know, now they cleaned it up. It's really, we even sit out there, it's a wonderful, wonderful place. Calm, peaceful. You meet wonderful people out there. So I reached out to Tim, and I really think this is something we should do for Bill, because he was not just a friend of ours, but a friend of, but he was a city official.
Dan and I were in a men's group, community group with Bill, and this is where we met. So this little place has a lot more significance than its size would tell you.
Sure.
Okay. To Bill and to some of his close friends.
A lot of
friends.
People are out there. People are walking those paths that are used all the time. It's just I'm really proud of what you guys have done with that. It was like a useless area before. You can go in there, you couldn't even go through there. It was terrible. Now it's like a place you can walk. It was, people walk with their kids. Oh, what is that thing there, though, that
the
game?
The what?
That game thing.
The Gaga Ball?
The Gaga Ball.
Yeah.
That was a Boy Scout project, too.
How do you play Gaga Ball?
It's you bring a ball and you bounce
like
it.
It's like T-square.
You're too old.
It's kind of like forget it. It's kind of like
kids love it.
It's like T-square. I mean, four-square.
Yeah.
Four-square, right?
Yeah, four-square, but you're hitting against the wall. And
okay.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
You try to bounce it off somebody.
Yeah.
And then if you get hit, you get out of the way.
Is that what it is?
It's like a mixture of dodgeball.
Kind of like dodgeball.
Racquetball.
I've never seen anybody play it, though. Sometimes I'd like to see somebody go out there. And maybe we can have a meeting out there and you can show us how to play.
Might have to sign the insurance waiver, though.
Maybe we'll do dodgeball at that point.
But really soft. I was balls. Here one night, and there was a gentleman, just a citizen out, with one of those picker-upper things, and he was picking up things. And he made a comment to me that there's not a lot of trash cans in this area, so people either have to carry their stuff out or pitch it. Mm. And I looked around. I didn't see too many trash cans.
There's one right by it. There's one right by
just
it.
Just a thought. That.
Yeah, there's one right by the shelter, and then there's two along the river.
Yeah, I don't know what he was saying then, but anyway.
So the Coleman Courts, the plaque, is that kind of what you...
an example.
It'd be something as an example, similar in the side.
Gotcha.
And you would put it on the top of it, is that what you're saying?
He said what?
Like right
on
here.
It.
Oh, right
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Table side.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And I talked to... I got the okay from the family. The mom, Kirby, is his wife. She was in tears when I told her that. She really was. And she said, please let me know. I'd like to come if I can. She's in a wheelchair, so she doesn't have to be mobile. I'd like to tell my daughters, and if we can, if we know when it's going to be, I'd like to come out there. And she thanked us. So.
Good.
Thank you.
Any other questions? The roll call.
Yep.
Yeah, we need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Dan.
I'll second.
Okay. Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
And Deidre?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, before we have our reports, a couple things. Let's see. I want to thank everybody for coming today. It's kind of a special meeting. We're going to have another meeting next month, correct? On May 16th? I want to thank everybody else for anybody coming to the St. Patrick. I could not believe the St. Patrick Day Parade. Mm-hmm. Did anybody go out there?
I
thought it was going to be like four people.
It was a sea of green.
I mean, yeah. I could not believe
it was a lot of green.
Yeah, good weather, too.
That many people, nice that day. Deep. Yeah. There was like six, seven, any kids. I mean, it's like they were all over the place. I mean, just so.
Plus, it got deeper as you went further.
Well, mm-hmm. Gene has a problem, though. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, I think we need to be extra careful about how the candy is thrown, where it lands on the ground, and where the crowd is. Yep. I'll leave it go at that. I observed something that the good Lord was watching over us, that something awful didn't happen. I'll just leave it go like that. Because these kids are going for that candy. Yep. So if we had a barrier up, I think we need to enforce that barrier a little bit more, or make sure that when we're pitching candy, we throw it over the barrier. Right. Not,
I was going to say, that's probably going to be more reasonable.
Well, I'm saying
this is the same issue
it.
At the 4th of July.
4th of July, they barrier. Crazy.
I mean, some of it, parents got to watch the kids.
Yeah. I was just going to say, there is this thing, it's called parenting.
Yeah, they had them out front, go get the candy.
Crazy.
Gene was driving a car. And if you ever see Gene drive the truck.
If you want me to get more graphic, I can. The kid came about that far from him, and his hand went over by a tire. Because he was going for a piece of candy.
But we can look at some options, but I just... No matter what we do, unless we put up like an 8-foot concrete barrier.
You can say all you want about parents being responsible.
8-foot? What are you talking about? They're going to climb over it.
A city vehicle.
Yeah.
We don't want that to happen. It's like when I worked in Yellowstone Park. Yeah, parents are supposed to keep them from falling in the hot pot, but they fell in there all the time.
Right. So there are cities that don't allow candy to be thrown at a parade.
I'm not suggesting one
thing or another. I mean, you can hand it out. But it has to be hand-to-hand. You cannot throw it.
Yeah.
So.
That's plain old.
I mean, when it gets to that point,
we had
maybe.
A really good, I mean, our barriers were excellent. We just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We needed to enforce them a little bit, that's all. And get guys with stronger right arms.
Or maybe just.
That's it.
Get, like, signs and put them in the page protectors and kind of, like.
Well, we have we have on the things like everyone should be behind, like beyond that side of the road and behind the fences. We typically don't throw high because then that's when people get hit in the head or in the eye. So, you know, we have that safety consideration as well. So usually it is a very strategic grab, slide underneath the fencing. But, you know, we have volunteers and other communities and things or other organizations coming in and we're trying to encourage them to participate. So it's a fine line of trying to keep everyone safe and doing everything we can.
And parents were placing their kids to get that, though. They were saying, you come out in front. They were taking them over that and putting them in front there. So what can you do? So
it's something definitely, I mean, I've literally, before the parade starts, I have been in a golf cart telling kids to go back. I have been riding down telling kids, make sure you go back. Even while the parade is going, I have the kids go back. So, I mean, we've done a lot, and I'm not saying there isn't.
We added the barricades. It used to be a rope.
Yeah.
It used to be a rope.
And there was nothing.
Listen, it's really easy. Do you want to get hit by candy, or do you want to get hit by a car?
I know.
Parents
got working towards that.
We have a barrier.
But I have a hand flat. We can look at options.
Yeah, definitely.
Three-quarter ton pickup driven by Jane Wilbur, an assistant.
Yeah, 4th of July.
4th of July, it is survival
of the fittest. You
Yeah.
We could have some people that are us walking around in the crowd and, you know, handing it out that way or throwing it that way.
No, definitely. We can always look in options.
Yorkville does a homecoming parade. Mm-hmm. There's no barriers. Mm-hmm. And, like, but everybody knows, like,
stay in
your lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a much more congested area here. It's only two blocks long, if that. Yeah. You have to put all those people in that one area, and they're five. I mean, if it was longer, I even said to Tim, should we make it a little longer somewhere else?
Which could. I mean,
I'm just saying,
people just
they're all there, and they were somewhere stuck on one side of the tracks, and you know they couldn't even get
across.
Well,
that was tricky, too, because you had them coming from both sides. Mm-hmm. I mean, the crowd was on a little bit of both sides. The other thing is, frankly, we ran out of candy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
running out of candy is a great way of not getting kids hurt, but.
Right.
Then they throw, then they throw rocks at you.
Or maybe we'll just have to keep Gene not in a car.
What's that? We'll look at options, Gene.
Gene's going to be in the float. Gene's going to be in the float.
I have this mental image in my mind.
I saw one of the bags of candy in Gene's car.
Those kids leave with a huge
But we'll look at options, Gene. Obviously, we don't want anyone to eat.
I know.
They have no business eating all that candy.
No, and they get it for them.
Oh, absolutely.
I know. And those are the same kids that came to the Plano Biz Buzz, the bunny thing. And, I mean, the kids do. They walk away with, like...
a jewel bag.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Or bigger.
I had two kids that walked, and I was like, okay, they went shopping today.
I mean, the 4th of July...
Well, the other thing that we did wrong, the throwers. I mean, it's hard to figure out. And I didn't think anybody was going to be past Foxy, so I'm telling...
You're unloading.
That stuff, you know.
That's why nobody's passed boxes, because they know it's going to be gone.
Right, exactly. That's what they're
all they always like to be at the beginning.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
But let me close on a positive note. I ride in those trucks in the parades all the time, and it's one of the things that brings great joy to my heart, to be looking at the glow of those kids when they're coming up. I'm serious. Even an old gentleman like me has a tender heart when it comes to seeing those kids.
Could you make sure you say that the first word he said?
Really that was big? With a P. P-H. And the P is silent.
Okay, Tim. I'll let these two talk. Just really Scott can talk a little bit more, but the kids around the world came and took out the playground at Sleaser Park. I mean, how fast did they do that, Scott?
One day.
Yeah, so I think it was a tremendous thing.
It was on the Yorkville Moms page, so it was huge.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I don't read that stuff.
I did have to take, we took the fireworks contract straight to City Council. We had to get that finalized right away. Sure. So we're only doing two shows this year, 4th of July and Holiday Celebration. But we significantly...
Is John going to be okay with that?
Yeah. We significantly upped the ante on the 4th of July one, so it's going to be an outstanding show. The only other thing I wanted to bring up, and once it gets done, I will send everyone a picture. So the fire department has donated an ambulance to basically the police and us. One of the things that I think the police and some of us have noticed at some of our special events, especially when it's really hot out or really cold, but specifically hot, you know, is we've had people, especially Memorial Day ceremony, we've had kids pass out. Yeah. We don't really have any kind of a cooling center or anywhere for someone to go. So this ambulance will be, you'll start hopefully by the Memorial Day ceremony, have it out there to where we'll have like a mobile cooling center, a mobile warming center at all the times. Nice. Hopefully it'll also be something, because it'll kind of be more in a police colors, is as a special event. You know, we live in a world now where, you know, things can happen. At least it'll send a message, hopefully, to people that, hey, we have this thing here.
Sure.
That can say, hey, it'll be a security thing, too.
Are we going to have medical professionals staffing it?
It won't be professionals. It'll be some of medical supplies.
Staff.
But, you know, larger
events. So, first aid center.
Yeah. Larger events like
Hometown
Days, you know, the fire department, EMS is usually out there.
Yeah.
But we won't have professionals there all the time. July 4th, that type of thing. It's really awesome that the fire department donated this to the city. And we'll have some more publicity on this.
One of those great big boxes.
Yeah, that's
cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have some people certified.
CNAs? Yeah.
For very basic CPR. We just all went to a training last week for CPR AED. We tell all staff, if it's something major, call 911 right away.
Mm-hmm.
Which we did. Make sure you get proper help. But that's kind of the big thing. Hopefully, I'll send out pictures once it gets done.
Every
we're
year.
Hoping to have it by the Memorial Day ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And have that for the future events and stuff like that. So, Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just to mention that they took out Sleaser Park, you know, I think. We're a little bit behind just because we ran into a few snags at Kiwanis. We were hoping to have Kiwanis done, but we ran into a couple of manufacturer defects, and it's required us to have the manufacturer new parts for that we have to take down and replace part of it because it was manufactured wrong, and you don't discover that stuff till you're bolting things together. So that's kind of snafu'd us there. But we're hoping to get over there soon enough and get started. We really don't want to get two projects going. We want to finish one and then go to the next. So And we had to work around their schedule as when they had time to take it out as well. So, but I just really want to highlight more than anything is staff really spent a lot of time this winter getting some certifications and CDLs. All of our guys now have their CDL, which is really nice. Some of our guys upgraded their CDL to Class A, which means they can drive a tractor trailer, which we don't have a tractor trailer, but because of our laws, when you're pulling heavy machinery, you have to have that same license. Believe it or not, even if you're just driving a little dump truck and pulling a 12,000-pound trailer, you got to have a Class A license to do that. So our guys have those, or more guys have those, which helps us get around. As Tim mentioned, the guys got their AED and CPR stuff done, along with recreation did that as well. But and then Ryan Horner, our playground guy, he's been certified, I've been certified, but he finally got recertified. This whole COVID thing had really just messed that whole recertification up through IPRA, where for a while it just went away, and then they tried doing it online, and that didn't work, so they finally started having classes in person again. He was able to go. It's a 3-year certification. And it's good because some things have changed, which is nice, so now that we're changing out some of these parks, we'll be able to update them and get them where they need to be. So it's always nice to have staff that are on top of the changing things. So that's been a big focus. We're ready to go for soccer. Have some more stuff we need to get accomplished yet for baseball, just because of the rain this week has kind of hampered that. But soccer's ready to go. And then just working alongside Shay on the special events, getting those things done. And then, you know, the normal stuff. So that's really it.
Men's softball starts, what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks from this Thursday?
Men's softball?
On Thursday nights, I think.
I don't, maybe May-ish. I don't think it starts in April yet, does it?
Maybe practice.
May it does. Okay.
I think it was 2 weeks from this Thursday.
I'd have to look. I know registration ended, but
yeah,
we're doing well with that.
And then kids early. Starts too.
Okay. I guess on that note, I mean, as Tim said, Rec, we just keep growing, which is fantastic. Cool. I mean, like, I think I mentioned it before, but we have about 1,200 kids participating in spring baseball, softball, and soccer, which is huge. I mean, that's growing by about almost 200 kids in last year. So we continue to grow. It's great. Almost all of our fields are sponsored out at soccer, so you guys can see the nice banners that are put up there from additional sponsorship that we've secured, as well as all the banners out at Bridge. We've got tons of sponsors for baseball as well. So not only do we have more kids, we now get more sponsors just from the visibility standpoint. So really on a Saturday, we should probably have about 5,000 people out at our fields that Jake and Michael are managing just due to all the games and different things that we have going on. So just phenomenal there. We did end our boys basketball season, and then we do have our men's leagues coming up with base or softball and kickball. They'll be going on this spring and summer. Caitlin's been working hard. You know, January's the new year is kind of the big time for kind of sponsorship securing for the year. We did go ahead and get 6 community sponsors, which is basically sponsors who are basically committing for a full year. So that's a $2,000 minimum, and it's something we're kind of continuing to grow. Not only does it help us secure, you know, more funds overall, but it does streamline our processes as well, because we just have some of the similar banners that we're putting up. So not only does it get us more money, but it also helps on the staffing end as well, on just keeping up with everything. Special events, as I told Scott, this is like my favorite week of the year. I get to sit down and just create. So right now I am just going through and just putting in and inserting all of the fun and just kind of figuring out kind of those small details for all of our events coming up. But all of our bands and big things have already been secured for the year. So it's just kind of fun. So to be continued, but lots of fun things coming up for all of our events. As I said, we did have one cool thing about St. Patrick's Day is that we worked with the Key Club, so that was new this year, and they were awesome. So we had 36 volunteers come. They enhanced our overall Lucky Leprechaun hunt by being out at the parks and just kind of adding a little something extra, as well as kind of helping me make sure that answering questions, are people going to the right place? It was super windy. Did the signs stay up? You know, things like that that actually did help make that a much better event overall for everybody. And again, they were awesome to work with. I am hoping we are kind of in continued talks about other opportunities throughout the year for them. So I'm really hoping to kind of grow that relationship, because not only does it help us, but it gives them a lot of great opportunities as well. We did have to move our egg hunt indoors for like the third year in a row. So hopefully one of these years we'll be able to get that out. So yeah, that's the Key Club who came out and helped us.
Oh gosh, you guys had it inside.
I know, it was so nice, I'm not gonna lie. And then one really great thing is preschool. We are completely full going into next year with significant wait lists, so that is just a really great place to be in. Things are going really well. We've started doing these lovely highlights, so every time we do kind of a fun event or just anything kind of special, we've been sending these out to the parents so they can kind of just see a snapshot of all the fun that we have. We did, as part of our exercise study, the Yorkville Athletic Department with Luke Englehart came, and then a bunch of his student leadership, student athlete leadership members, and they actually took the kids out to this really fun obstacle course on the field on the turf, so they got to go out. It was cold, but the kids had, they were pumped up. I mean,
yeah,
they were
so
excited.
We got on the turf.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got on the turf.
They
did love it, and it was really fun. So even though we might not do exercise studies specifically next year, talking to Luke, we'll probably kind of continue to do something like this every spring just to get that opportunity for all the kids. The other exciting note for preschool for next year is that we did, Kristen Ehrig and Marissa Barbanente, they're two of our long-term preschool staff.
This is the best.
Yes, they both accepted the full-time position as our preschool coordinators last year, or for next year, so they will officially start on May 1st, and I'm just really excited to work with them. We're already kind of working through transitions and things now since they are currently staff members, so really exciting things to come with the preschool and just knowing that I have some great leadership there and just, you know, how we're going to move forward. So we're really excited about that. And also to note, Ryan Horner did come for our buildings study, and he brought out some of the equipment. Again, the kids, I've never seen them. We were like, okay, we're taking them outside. Are they going to listen? These kids were in their line. They were listening. They all took their turns. I mean, these special guests that we've been doing, we do about one every 2 months. They are loving it. It's just a greater way to expand on the studies that we're learning about. So thank you, Scott and Ryan, for coming out and just kind of just giving the kids another exciting thing to just look at and learn. And they had a blast going in on the equipment. Otherwise, summer catalog, it will be out hopefully starting Monday. We are finalizing everything, so we are really excited. It's like a 60-page summer catalog, guys. So we are just super proud of all the programs we're giving everybody, all the information. Not only are we just highlighting the Parks and Rec Department, but also the city, the library. We're just trying to become more of an all-inclusive book just about Yorkville to try to give people all the information they need to know and really utilize the services that Yorkville can bring. So look out for that. That will just be a digital catalog. We continue to see success with that. So we're saving the funds and just getting it out there and kind of getting into that digital world more. So I guess, yeah, basically Parks and Rec is April 1st and we will not stop until about December 1st. So if you guys need to see us, just know we'll be out and about, just hopefully in the community, bringing the, you know, programs and events to everybody. So let us know if you need anything, but yeah,
so
rolling.
Is the catalog going to be a QR code?
Is the what?
Is the catalog going to be through a QR code?
We do. Sometimes, I mean, we've talked about actually doing, we do have it in QR code in other places, but a lot of times it's a link. So, like, we'll just have it on our, really, just go /catalog. You'll always get our new, our up-to-date, recent catalog.
I send it to everyone over there.
No, I'm just asking, like, if,
yeah.
Let's say you're walking in at a park over here and you have a QR code.
You know, we don't really have it at
any locations?
None of our locations at this point.
Or down by the riverfront? I'm just thinking, like, damn, you know, like.
You know, if there's, we have those signs out, it's just we would need to have something that's a little bit more permanent, right?
Yeah.
That, and sometimes, I mean, you can keep the same QR code and just kind of link
it.
It just gets a little finicky sometimes because we've had it too where we update things, it's not done 100%,
yeah.
Next thing you know, the QR mm-hmm. code is non-existent. So it is definitely something we can look into, just knowing that
that
is. Just
put it on the Facebook page or the website.
Yeah. So that's usually what we do, and honestly, it'll be on the utility bill too, so that would be the QR code. Yeah, so like the utility bill, that would be a QR
yeah.
code to go and see it. But really, a lot of it's just Facebook. I mean, at this
yeah.
point,
mm-hmm.
put it on the mom's group, and man, it's
well,
over.
The problem with Facebook is it's the age of in
it's
here,
100%.
The kids don't look at it. The 20 to 30-year-olds.
Well, that's more Instagram. So we're trying
yeah.
to build, that's one of Caitlin's ongoing projects,
Instagram.
Is trying to build our Instagram presence, because that is, my age group is all about Facebook, but
yeah.
you start to get into that like new 30s, and it's all Instagram and TikTok and things like that. So I know we have recognize the need for it, but just trying to grow it has been a little slower process than what we'd like. But no. Facebook so far continues to be okay, but yeah, in the next couple of years for sure we're gonna really need it. Like,
well, you can link your Facebook and your Instagram.
And we're doing that. Yeah. It's just we're not like yeah. it's just we're not getting the same foot traffic, right? So
it takes a while.
And again, that's nice having Caitlin, because before it was just me trying to do it between everything else. Now I have someone dedicated to really track the trends and know exactly how to capitalize. So that is one of the things that she's continuing to track and grow.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
I mean, ours has gotten better, like traffic. But it's a lot of work.
Yeah, Gene and I are doing TikTok, yeah.
I think that would be awesome. You guys could do TikTok live at Riverfront.
TikTok videos would be awesome.
I could do TikTok toe.
Oh my, that would be awesome.
You know that the high school...
Whatever you say, Chief.
The IHS Association is adding flag football for girls. Are you going to add that into your...
You know, so... Football has always been a tough one. So we used to offer flag football through their Parks and Rec, even like when I was the athletic coordinator, so a while ago. But, you know, and we would maybe get a team, and I partnered with Oswego for that just so that we had enough, because literally we would have like one team for a couple age groups put together. It's never really taken off. So I know really YYTF has just... I guess YTFC now, they are really kind of taking that stronghold of the football, but I know they are all tackle. I think maybe they do one division in flag, but something I'm always open to and to consider, I just know when we've had it in the past, we would have to join with other people and in order to even do it.
I don't know if they still do.
The
Y, they used to
Well, and I think actually the Dome, She does, I think. So I know there's a lot of opportunities out there already for people to do it. Again, I'm always open for us to look into expanding and bringing new opportunities to the community. It would just be whether or not we have the space, because, you know, YTF's already using some baseball and soccer all going during that season as well, and just the need just with all of the other competition or organizations offering something similar. So
it's not that I'm promoting it. It's
That
the high school is going to have it now as a sport.
Which is super fun, though. I mean,
and most likely, I mean, the community is going to start
continue
asking,
to grow it.
You know,
because I know I had
something additional.
It's 100%. I know, like, even same thing, like lacrosse is something that people have brought up before, and I know that's kind of a growing sport. And it's just trying to figure out that turning point. Because if we offer it too soon and then no one registers, then it's just dead, right? So it's just kind of waiting for that momentum to build and kind of making the right trigger. But definitely I can put that on the guys' radar and we can kind of start thinking about how, if, and when we could possibly.
Probably in a couple of years or 3 years, you will. Once the high school starts.
Yep.
100%.
I mean, that's the situation with lacrosse, right? You know, once the high school would have lacrosse, then you would start.
Or you'll start seeing club pop up.
Or
you'll see like YTF, which really is the feeder program for football
it
in
is.
Yorkville.
Sure.
Yep.
You'll see them just engulf
the same
flag
thing.
Football. One or the other will happen.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have teams to play. Yeah. That's why you have your own team, but you got to have teams to play. You're not going to have Indiana team. You
have
local teams to play.
But
well, there is a
same thing.
There is a club, lacrosse club.
Yeah,
it's not as busy.
So yeah, I mean, it's always it'll something we kind of have a list. And I know right now, especially what we're noticing just in sports in general, and why we think we're seeing some of this increase is just now that we are growing, separating ages, separating genders, it only helps promote, you know, you're not having a first grader playing a fourth grader anymore because now we have enough, right? So the right now, I know that is one of our big focuses in sports is really trying to find that trigger point of when we can continue to have enough teams, but then also breaking it out so that, and again, we're just seeing more and more people wanting to play just because they're feeling more comfortable within, you know, the age groups and things. So it's always a new thing. We're always looking at how we can improve it and expand on what we're already doing. So great suggestion, though. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I've got one other thing.
Yes, sir.
Just out of my own personal curiosity, I visited the Oswego Entertainment site, whatever you want to call it, Band Shell.
Mm-hmm.
just because we've been talking about it, and I didn't know one band shell from another. And without going into great detail, it's a, and I didn't see it operating, but just, you know, static. Yeah, I liked what they did. It seemed to me the field, the venue, the transportation in and out, the parking, the stage. And then I was their approach to concessions, which was to provide a really nice venue for food trucks alongside the venue itself. Anyway, but what came of this, and I can't remember what it was, if I was looking on their website or somebody told me, is there any connection between our Parks and Rec and the use of that or the promotion of that
site?
Yeah,
we work with the City of Oswego. So the City of Oswego owns that, not the Park District.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
so it's a City of Oswego, Village of Oswego entity, but we collaborate on outdoor movies there with, we've done it the last few years. We take our screen over there.
That makes sense to me to have a, to share something like that in the same way we are sharing other things.
That's a great location for a music venue because you're kind of away from homes. You got some businesses there.
Yes.
Parking lot was actually the Metra.
So they canceled it when they got rid of it, they gave
that to the village, that parking there. So that's just a great place to put it because they had great parking.
Sure.
They were able to get that land. It was nice location and install that.
Do they regularly fill up that venue with people on sitting on chairs to see concerts?
I have no idea.
It's a big
venue.
I heard that they have, like, but it's big names that go there sometimes.
Right.
Bigger names.
Well, yeah, you've got to.
But they're all not that. I looked at their schedule. I mean, you know, they're like some tribute bands and things like that, but there's no.
But it's
big
a, names. It's a really nice place, but we've collaborated for the last.
I'm delighted to
hear
that.
That
makes good sense to me.
Bigger band.
Yeah.
On doing movies there.
Big investment to make, and you've got to have the place, and they got the place.
Well, haven't they been losing money on that for the last couple of years, though? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not something that they're really happy about. Because some are paid and some are free, and they're upset because they can't make their money.
I know they do car shows and stuff like that as well.
If you would like a band shell, you would have to go talk to Purcell and say, hey,
I have no idea what.
Where would you put it though? That's the problem.
Oh yeah, I got.
See,
nothing.
That's an issue. You can get
we
the.
We should do a floating one in the river. What's that in a
swimming show?
Yeah. Where else would you put it though? I mean, we don't have a large enough area, except maybe by the high school.
I have no opinion as to what it should
no,
be.
No, you'd have to
be.
Go over by Raging Waves.
Yeah.
In order.
But that's whose property is that?
The farmer,
yeah,
Raging Waves.
The farmer. And we own some property here, and we look for something. I mean, might not be as nice as that one over there, because it's really, really nice. But
I think a venue like that
I'm not making
would
any
end up being
point
in another
other
community
than just
park
to say
at
I
some
observe
point.
That. If you what?
That's all. It would end up being in another community park at some point, where when you look at other towns like Naperville, Lyle, other places like that, they incorporate a music venue like that into, it's a feature of a community park.
Mm-hmm. So where are we sitting on the band now, that band shell now that they're going to get a lot of money for it?
I have not had any updates in a long time from them on any.
Did we take this? Did we take the sign down?
No, the sign. We didn't put the sign up.
Mr. President, are you
down?
Telling me you want that sign down?
I want the sign down.
Down.
I do. I mean,
it'll be down
unless I get there first.
It'll be down tomorrow, Mr. President.
People are asking
Scott's
about
like,
all the time.
I'll be going
like,
that way home.
Something that's not going to happen. Why are people, you know?
It'll be down tomorrow.
Put it we need a small site. I'll just former site.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
2036.
I really, we should look into it ourselves or something. You know, I'm just looking about where would you put it, though? That has the parking.
This isn't the time. I mean, I'm just going to talk over you. This is a big question.
I don't.
What do you want to do? What? How big should it be?
So why don't we take that grain silo and cut it into it, and we can make it into there? See, recycle.
You have been out to the
cycle
silo saloon?
And have the seats
right
over the railroad track.
The cycle
silo saloon. It's killer.
Oh, that is awesome.
It's a very cool venue.
Where is this?
It's out in Kewanee, Illinois. It's very cool.
It's a
cycle silo.
They took grain elevators and cut into them and made bars and,
and
bands.
Play all
that'd be kind of cool.
That's where I got the idea. I'm not that smart. That's right.
We always go to that because they have like a Jeep thing.
Yes.
It's a very cool venue.
Really?
And they have food trucks and It's in the middle of a cornfield, too.
It's like Tim said, it's out in the middle of nowhere, so you're not bothering anybody.
Yeah, right. Where it needs to be.
It is in the country.
Yes.
No spots by the high school or anything around that we could put something? No. Do we want some land?
You don't even know what you want. We have to have some notion of what we want. So.
I don't know.
It's on the radar along with some other things we'd like to do.
But I think we're going to have to do it, not somebody to come.
I think it's a matter of.
Could put it right next to the water treatment plant. No, just kidding. I know. No,
a solar farm will go there.
I hate it that it's like
right
on the river.
From the south, though, you don't
but
want
it has
it.
To be. No.
Don't you think of somebody like the candy company or who's the other guy? The bread company, let's say.
Again, I think it's a matter of where you want. You know,
where you gonna put it?
In the community park is where it really probably belongs. That's how other towns do it.
Have Wrigley put
Beecher.
It on their property.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's right behind my house.
So full, I know.
So you want it where walking distance for you?
Exactly. Actually, I'll take the golf cart and drive
for all of us, not just him.
Right. I don't know if he should be driving a golf cart.
Right.
Any other thing? Any other questions? Any other additions or subtractions? Anything else? If not, I will ask somebody to ask for an adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Roll call, please.
Aye.
Yes. Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
Dietrich?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
Thank you.
I say no.
Next meeting is what?
Somebody's got to vote no one
May
time.
May 16th at 6 o'clock here?
Yes, sir.
All right, May 16th. Everybody put that on their calendar. May 16th, 6 o'clock in the other room, hopefully.
This is okay.
This is a lot better than Scott's off. I mean,
yeah, it is.
Boy, I don't know.
What did you say? A new building, that $25 million building.
You have to imagine Scott's office was better.
Yes, that's true.
Let's think about that.
Do you not remember how?